we are seeking this morning to answer this question: what do we bring to the cross? Let's share a prayer together, shall we? Lord God, we thank you on this day on which we recognize the supreme sacrifice that you made for us. We thank you that you're willing to drink of the cup of suffering. We know you didn't want to do it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you said to your Father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me, and yet not my will, but yours." Lord Jesus, thank you for going through that for me, for each one of us. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for all you have done for us. Amen. We begin our journey to the cross on this Good Friday in the large upper room which had been prepared for Jesus and his disciples to share the Passover meal together.
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it amongst you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God has come." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This is poured out for you. I bring bread and wine, a symbol of deliverance from the power of sin, through the atoning work of Jesus Christ."
After the meal, Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Then he said to them, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." I bring a towel and a basin, a symbol of Jesus' divine humility and self-service.
From that room, one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. "I bring 30 pieces of silver, a symbol of sacrificial love and friendship betrayed."
We now move our focus to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus spent time praying and his disciples slept fitfully. We read that Jesus' anguish was so extreme that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Then suddenly a crowd of Jewish leaders arrived, surrounded by armed guards. As they moved forward to address Jesus, his followers tried to protect him, and violence broke out.
Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? I bring a sword, a symbol of mindless violence."
Then the temple guards seized Jesus and led him away, taking him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." Just as he was speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the cock crows today, you will disown me three times." So Peter went out of the courtyard and wept bitterly. I bring a cockerel, a symbol of human weakness under pressure.
At this point, Jesus was brought before two powerful men, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, and then King Herod of Galilee. Neither of them could decide what the ultimate fate of Jesus should be. But during this time, various things were done to Jesus.
Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. "I bring a whip, a symbol of state punishment, down through the ages."
The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head. "I bring a crown of thorns, a symbol of cruel and painful mockery."
The soldiers clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face. "I bring a purple robe, a symbol of royalty used to ridicule and to insult."
"Which of these two men do you want me to release to you?" asked Pontius Pilate, the governor. "Barabbas," the crowd answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. And they all answered, "Crucify him." "Why?" asked Pilate. "What crime has he committed?" But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." "I bring a cloth and a bowl, a symbol of how human authorities so often wash their hands of their responsibilities."
What symbols we have before us, and we are not finished yet. So now we move our focus to the place where Jesus will die.
Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out to the place of the skull. "I bring a cross, a symbol of the physical and spiritual burden that Jesus carried."
There they crucified Jesus, with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. "I bring a nail, a symbol of building and construction, which on this occasion was used to bring agony."
Jesus' undergarment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "I bring a seamless garment, a symbol of the wholeness and unity of Jesus' mission on earth."
"Let's not tear this garment," the soldiers said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who who will get it? I bring stones and a bag for casting lots, a symbol of disinterested greed amid human suffering.
Now we come to the climax of this most awful of days.
From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." I bring a bottle of wine vinegar, a symbol of Jesus' human need, even as he suffered.
When Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtains of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The heavens shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. I bring a curtain torn from the top to bottom, a symbol of the spiritual barrier between God and humanity being destroyed.
When the soldiers came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. I bring a spear, a symbol of frailty of human flesh in the face of cold, hard steel.
There we have our symbols of what Jesus went through for us. All of the different ways in which he was humiliated, in which people, in which human society, human beings sought to humiliate and destroy his personhood. And we know that we carry some of that sin. We carry some of that desire for our own need to come before the will of God. It was our sins that put him there, but it was his sacrifice that released us from the need to be there. And of course, what we bring to the table is our devotion, our love, our worship, our readiness to live our lives for Jesus, led by him. Lord Jesus, on this Good Friday, we have reflected on the awful events of that first Good Friday. And Lord Jesus, we are reminded of the horror that it represents, that these items, these symbols represent, but also of the reality that our world is no different today, that still whips and spears and swords and all sorts of things are used for human gain and greed. And Lord God, we just recognize that our world is still in need of a Savior. And Lord, we pray that you will reach into the hearts of those people who are people of guns and violence, and that, Lord Jesus, you will convict them that there is another way to live. That you, Lord Jesus, came to show what suffering love looked like. Love that would sacrifice itself for others rather than seeking power for itself. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will help us to be people who in our own small, imperfect ways seek to show your love, your sacrificial love and living in our daily lives. One thing I want to do, take these lovely flowers here and place them amongst our symbols, because it reminds me that even amidst all of the horror of what Good Friday represents, that there was beauty, there was generosity of spirit from Jesus. There were tears around the cross from those who loved Jesus so much. There was an awareness from Jesus that even in his agony, he wanted to look after his mum. And so he said to John, "This is your mother now." And said to his mum, "This is your son." Even in the midst of such pain, there was beauty. There may be times when we find that life is very, very difficult. Times when we're not sure that we have the resources to be able to cope and to come through. But we remember Jesus went through all that he did for us out of love. And so out of this pain, such beauty came.